Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4802.
Identify a person who's had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I'd say probably it's my dad's best friend, old family friends, and he's just always kind of been a very outstanding individual that even when the times that my dad hasn't been there, he's kind of always been there. So.
What types of things make you happy?
I don't know, just hanging out with people that I like to be around. Kind of about it.
Describe the world you come from and how that has shaped who you are.
I come from a very, well, not very, but my dad did 20 years with the military, so I come from that kind of background, and because of that, both me and my sister, we are very, I don't quite want to say direct, but when it comes to getting the job done, it's no BS, just do it. Quit screwing around.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and how did you develop the skill?
I tend to just kind of, despite how stressed I get, I kind of try to force myself to just let things happen as they are and just rely on blind luck, and not much of an attribute, but I guess it kind of fits. I try to rely on luck as my attribute, and it tends to work out.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I'd say honesty and loyalty. Just because then you really know who you can rely on, and that's big, in my opinion.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what quality do you like least?
For best, I'd probably say my ability to pick up on things pretty quickly, but then what I like least about myself is past the sort of beginner's luck that I tend to have with everything. I don't get really proficient in anything right as fast as it seems other people can.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
Well, again, honesty and loyalty.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I'd say just sitting around talking. Not a whole lot to really do. I'm kind of the oddball among them.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Well, I used to, play pretend and games like that. And that and Legos. So.
What is your favorite book? What type of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
I actually have two favorite books now that I never thought there'd ever be a book as good as 1984. And then my favorite character would have been Winston Smith. But I recently read The Count of Monte Cristo, and Edmond Dantes, or The Count of Monte Cristo, is also on par with just character and book-wise. It's just phenomenal. But normally what I've always kind of read for books, more of the depressing dystopian novels, 1984, Brave New World, Fahrenheit 451, stuff like that.
What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character?
The last book I actually read and completed actually was The Count of Monte Cristo, and then Edmond Dantes.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
Last movie I saw was Pacific Rim, and definitely not a life changer, but it was decent for what it was.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Football, and then getting into hockey, maybe.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
When I'm not reading, just hanging out with people and playing video games.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I'm decently creative, I guess. More so in creating sorts of elaborate, I don't quite want to say lies, but elaborate BS that just off the top of my head that I can spout off to almost defend, it seems, the most ridiculous thing.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you face and its impact on you.
Well, I'll go with a few years back, I actually finally got my black belt in Taekwondo, and that kind of opened the door for me to really understand teaching a little better, even though I was just instructing more so preteens and early teens. I still kind of got a better understanding of how to, well, teach.
Choose a prominent person whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
I'd say Thucydides, the author of The History of the Peloponnesian War. Either that or Thomas Hobbes. Just because they are so, not necessarily bleak characters when it comes to their outlook on life, but the ethical principles that they laid down in both of their works, I think are pretty interesting.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I'm kind of tired. I'd probably like to be sleeping right now.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Actually, the daughter of that old family friend. But, yeah, so much for that.
What is your approach to life?
Well, I'm kind of a control freak when it comes to things that I can't control and when it comes to things that I can't. But It's a matter of simultaneously being a control freak while also saying I can't control and just let things are as they are. It's a strange sort of dichotomy I can't quite explain.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I guess my most difficult time in life so far was, I guess, when I was in basic training, just because everybody was so different than what I was used to. It was my first time away from, not necessarily home, but for a 12-week period, yeah, it was my first time away from home for that long of a time. And just the people, they were, people like to say that AIT, the training after basic training, is like college, while basic training almost feels like it's high school again. That's not the case. AIT feels like high school. Basic training feels like you're back in middle school. And I guess my way of just kind of overcoming those difficulties, I just kind of remove myself from it. I didn't really say a whole lot, and that was kind of about it.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Well, I never actually got to be there because I was gone doing army training, but one of the kids at the Taekwondo studio I taught at, and I taught him through, not as when he first started, but probably his mid-belt all the way up to his upper, and I had heard that he actually did get his black belt not too long after I had left, which was pretty nice that he actually got that far and I helped him.
Awesome. Who is your favorite actor?
Well, I'll just say Harrison Ford. He was on a magazine in your waiting room. There we go.
What is your favorite dinner?
Tomato soup with milk and grilled cheese with cheddar.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Either Monopoly or Risk.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Well, it can range from just getting up and taking a shower to just sitting on my computer for a half hour and then figuring I should probably get ready and go do something.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Actually, go on the freeway and take my car up to its max. Because I still haven't done that.
What is your favorite season and why?
Fall. Just because it's not super hot, it's not way too cold, and I can still kind of wear my coat, but it's comfortable.
What matters to you most?
I don't know, learning, I guess. An intangible thing.
What's the funniest thing that has ever happened to you?
Back in middle school, I fainted during a choir concert. And it was just, I disrupted the whole thing. It was awesome.
What is your family's brush with history?
Well, supposedly, I'm distantly related to Frank Lloyd Wright, the architect. But beyond that, well, actually, no. On my mom's side of the family, we didn't actually come to this country until 1945. And before that, that would have been my great-grandparents or great-great-grandparents, whatever. In 1933, they fled Germany because the Nazis took over, so they could go to Odessa in the Soviet Union. So.
What is your favorite joke?
How does it start? Alright, so there's this woman, and she's pregnant. She goes into a coma. She wakes up a few months later, and she's had the baby. She was carrying twins. Doctor comes in. Doctor, how are my babies? Oh, they're doing fine, and your brother, he came in, and he's been taken care of, and he named him. Oh, great, my brother's an idiot. What did he name him? Denise. Okay, and the other one? De-nephew.
Oh, jeez. If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
I don't know. Sneaking into places just doesn't seem really worth it. I feel like not a whole lot in my life would really change. I might go to sneak into sports games. That's really about it.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
Well, like I mentioned with my mom's side of the family, 1945, we finally came over, at that point from the Soviet Union. Not really quite sure how or the exact reasons why. You can probably guess why. And then on my dad's side of the family, I haven't the slightest idea.
What are your plans upon graduation?
My hope is that I can get into a good grad school and then get my PhD in history and then be a professor.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I'd like to be a professor.
If you can take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Work. I'll be a professor somewhere at some prestigious university. Family. I have no idea. I really don't care. Travel. Hopefully I would have finally left this country besides just Canada.
Tell me what you consider a romantic evening.
An evening with a lot of conversation, a lot of intimate conversation.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Intelligence, being able to actually keep up with conversation. Witty, sarcastic.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, I saw my friend's check and I realized I could kind of use that money.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4802.